I'm often asked why people don't keep their New Year's resolutions. Well, usually it's because it's the old same things that they want in most cases, and they keep using the same old ways to get it that haven't worked in the past, and they keep trying it over and over and over again. And we know, of course, that's the definition of insanity, as we all know. Doing the same thing, the same way, expecting different results. So, consequently, we resolve to do it again, to make a change, and we usually use the very same methods that we used before. In fact, the word resolution itself basically means that you are going to do it again, resolve. And so, we want to think differently. We want to not do the same thing over and over again. We want to do something completely different, which some people just have a hard time thinking in that way. But if we think of something as really exhilarating and exciting, and we really want to do it, it's a lot easier to stick to it. So instead of the old same static resolutions, to be this or to do that, probably the better thing to do is plan on taking some new direction altogether in your personal life and ask what behavior would take me there. And then that's what we would call goal setting. And so the simplest way to do that is see yourself getting what you want or being what you want, coming to that outcome. Notice what you would look like. If you want a new car, notice what you'd look like driving that new car. Or if you want to buy a new house, notice what you'd look like living in that house. What would it look like to have a particular bank balance? What would you look like if you had that much money in the bank? What would you look like if you had that romantic environment or that romantic connection? What would you look like at that point? See it with your mind's eye. It seems cliche and oversimplified, but a lot of the future has to do with what we see visually. So if we can't see it, the mind is just not going to automatically, it's not going to be imprinted in the unconscious mind, and it's not going to go there. That's just a fact. So see what you look like. And when I say that wording, see what you look like, I mean literally you having those outcomes. After you've seen it, then really work on it, really bargain with yourself and negotiate with yourself so that it looks right, so that it looks 100% good, and do not accept it until it is right, because sometimes you're going to have blocks, you're going to have some belief issues, you're going to say, I can't do that, I can't have that, but some people are going to be jealous. You got to work that out until you get a visual that's acceptable completely to you and you can approve of it. And when you have it, you're 80% there. After you do that, you simply step into the picture, what we call associated or associate into the picture that you just created or the video, and live it in first person. Notice what you notice from that point of view, what it smells like, tastes like, feels like, what you see. And again, negotiate with yourself, make sure it's acceptable to do that. Then step out, look at it again, and simply ask yourself, can I have this? Can I move in this direction at least for now? When you get that unconscious agreement with yourself, what will happen is your mind will just start moving you there. Now, to get going on that, what you want to do is simply ask yourself, if I was moving in that direction, what would I be doing in the next week or two? What would be the things that I would do? And now you're gonna make a what we call a smaller chunk, something close by, and you're gonna see something, perhaps that you're making your phone calls to your past clients, or perhaps you are getting a new haircut or a new wardrobe or something. And you simply think in those chunk sizes, what would I be doing in the next week or two if I was moving in that direction? And you do the same thing again. You see what you would look like. You get agreement. You step into it, adjust it, step out and ask if you can have that, if you can do it. And then just follow through with action. And that's the way you can stick with your goals, or as some people call a New Year's resolution. If you've decided that you're going to do something for sure this year, do it that way. Hope that helps. Talk to you soon.